You're with SBS Radio. Find more great stories in your language at sbs.com.au.
Fl-Awstralja in-nemel qiegħed jieħu spinta konsegwenza tal-bidla fil-kundizzjonijiet tal-klima u kontra tas-sitwazzjoni f'pajjiżi oħra fid-dinja. Studju mill-Università La Trobe sab li n-numru tan-nemel fl-Awstralja qiegħed jiżdied minħabba żieda fix-xita u l-isforzi u l-ħidma tal-Awstralja fil-konfront tas-sistemi ekoloġiċi. Fl-istess ħin il-ġnus maquda qiegħda twiddeb dwar l-estinzjoni ta' speċje li qiegħda tiżdied brata li qatt ma kien hemm qabel. Fl-ikbar studju li sar sissa dwar il-popolazzjoni tal-insetti fl-Awstralja, ir-riċerkaturi mill-Università La Trobe żvelaw eċċezzjoni għal fenomenu globali magħruf bħala Insect Armageddon. L-istudju li sar farm tal-baqar u li issa huwa riserva ta' konservazzjoni fid-Desert Simpson fl-Awstralja ċentrali żvela li n-numru tal-insetti qiegħed jiżdied grazzi tal-inżul ta' iktar xita u ħidma għar-restawrar tas-sistemi ekoloġiċi fl-Awstralja. Il-kap riċerkatriċi u professur Eloise Gibb tajt li dan huwa r-riżultat kemm tal-intervenzjoni umana kif ukoll tal-bidla fil-klima.
But what we think is happening is that removal of the cattle just took away that extra competition for resources and meant that the vegetation could recover, which provided more food for ants, and that when there was rainfall, it allowed those ants to really respond, so to increase in abundance more than they might have been able to do had the cattle remained on the property.
L-istudju sab li ż-żieda fil-popolazzjoni tan-nemel tirrifletti l-bidla fir-riżorsi li dawn isibu. Il-professur Gibb tajt li l-intervenzjoni umana pożittiva u l-preservazzjoni tal-ambjent tista' tgħin biex ikun evitat dak li huwa magħruf bħala Armageddon għall-insetti fl-Awstralja.
If we actually make active conservation efforts, we can end up with without declines, with increases in populations. And a lot of the previous studies that have shown that there have been declines in insects have been in areas where there's been, you know, intensive agriculture or some kind of loss of habitat.
L-istudju Awstraljan sar wara rapport reċenti tal-ġnus maquda fejn id-dinja ġiet imwissija li tista' titlef iktar minn miljun speċje ta' insetti jew inkella 10% tal-ispeċje kollha fid-dinja. Ir-rapport tal-ġnus maquda juri wkoll nuqqas kbir fl-abbundanza tal-ħajja in ġenerali madwar id-dinja kollha. Il-kap xjentist ta' Nature Conservancy Australia, Dr. Hugh Possingham, jilqa' tajjeb ir-riċerka, iżda jgħid li dawn ir-riżultati huma eċċezzjonijiet u mhux ir-regola. Huwa jgħid li b'daqshekk is-sitwazzjoni ġenerali fid-dinja xorta tibqa' l-istess, dik li b'kuntrast ma' dan l-istudju, l-ispeċje tibqa' tonqos minħabba li jintilfu iż-żoni naturali tal-annimali u minħabba l-użu tal-kimiċi.
Often they're happening in agricultural districts, across rural areas where there's a lot of use of insecticides in some cases. So this study that we're talking about, which is, I agree, a great study, shows that in the middle of the Australian desert, if there's more rainfall, and this is in a desert which has now become a national park, so the grazing's gone off that area, it looks as though the abundance of one group of organisms, ants, may have just slightly gone up.
Il-professur Possingham jgħid li r-rata tal-estinzjoni se tkompli anke fil-ġejjieni minħabba r-rata ta' kif qiegħda tinbidel il-klima u huwa jwiddeb li s-sitwazzjoni tista' issir anke għar jekk ma tiġix indirizzata l-bidla fil-klima.
That requires an enormous amount of effort. It requires stopping destruction of habitat. It requires rapidly moving to renewable energy so that the climate change pace decreases and eventually stops. It requires massive reduction in the consumption of food and fiber.
sbs.com.au